All right, we're back. We got Dan Rogers. Dan has got his team over in the Dog Dome practicing, and he stepped out of the building for a second. But Dan, thanks for the time this morning, and tell us a little bit about your week in terms of preparation. I know it's a little bit of a short week for you, and you got the early start Friday morning, but tell us how you've prepared for it.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. But you know, it is. It's a short week, but an exciting week, you know, a lot of fun. And the way we handle it, we actually start Sunday night with a parents and team meeting and kind of go through the week because it is a crazy week that you got to be very flexible with. And so we started with that Sunday night and then get our schedule going. And it was later practice on a Monday here in the dome at AC. And by the way, what a great thing to have in your backyard right here, you know. Normally we're heading to Toledo or Michigan State, which is cool experiences, but to have this right here in Lenawee County is just awesome. And Adrian College has just been a great host and taking care of us. But back to the week, so we did Monday night practice, and then yesterday we came here just after school. And then today and tomorrow morning we're really getting ready for that early kickoff. So we practice, get in the dome and take the field at 8:30 just like we will Friday, and get all of our warm-ups and group work and everything done and get ready to go at 9:30 kickoff. So that'll be today and tomorrow. And then tomorrow, the kids after practice will go with their families, you know, be with them a little bit, get a dinner maybe. Then later tomorrow afternoon, we get back together and we head to Detroit to get in a hotel and get up early. We'll have a team dinner that night, Thanksgiving night, and then get up early Friday and make the trip over to Ford Field and get in the locker room, I think, at 8 and take the field at 8:30 and kick off at 9:30. So that's really the plan for the week.
Hey, Dan, you mentioned you met with the parents on Sunday as well?
Yes, for sure. We had a full team meeting.
Yeah, so when the parents come in, are you just educating them on the times and the game times and all that kind of – what's your message to the parents at that time?
A couple things. For sure, it's the how it works, how the week, you know, flexibility, because you got to be, you know, when it comes to practice, where can we get in and what time,
right,
we got to
make right.
that. So every day is like, I'll send out a message, this is what it is. And then, you know, things about Ford Field and then the experience of the week. But and then the other message is enjoy this, you know.
Yeah.
You don't get this far without great families and parents and community either. So they deserve to enjoy this with their, you know, with the kids, and we're going there, you know, we're fully focused, but you need to enjoy these moments and, you know, getting pictures and doing some, this is memories of a lifetime. You know, we've been fortunate to be here a few times, and that's what you see and hear back is seeing pictures of, you know, parents and their kids or the kids on Ford Field. So really enjoy this, and it's going to be a great week.
So Coach, you're at Adrian College this morning for practice, and you mentioned the time you spent here. Saturday, got to play at Docking Stadium for the semifinal. The place was packed, and got the win over Allen Park. You know, watching this opponent, they were able to move the ball a little bit on you. They had a couple of nice receivers and a good quarterback, and they blocked you up pretty good on occasion to get them loose. But ultimately, 67-14 kind of speaks for itself. Could you just kind of take us through that game a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. Number one, what an atmosphere. You know, we're excited to be the home team and get the Lenawee County crowd and appreciate everybody, you know, coming to support us, because what a great atmosphere for these young men to play in. So that was awesome. And then the game itself, we knew, you know, they had some athletes. They have a quarterback. Mm-hmm. His stats were crazy coming in, his touchdown to interception ratio and his yards and the couple receivers that colleges are looking at. So we knew we had our hands full trying to defend them. And if we could score points, we need to score as many as we could, because on film, they could score in a hurry and they get very aggressive. So they hit us with a big pass right away. We were able to make a tackle. And once we got the four and out and then scored and get up a couple scores and things went our way. But they were a very athletic football team. So great atmosphere, great game, and happy to come out victorious.
Yeah, your defense came away with quite a few takeaways, you know, those turnovers on downs and interceptions and things like that. You got to feel good about that going into your game on Friday.
Yeah, you know, that was key. I think we talked before the game, Ian, that's what I said. They're going to be aggressive, and we needed to try to be the one to steal possessions. And we got three big picks, super excited for those DBs. But, you know, it was a rough week preparing for this
sure.
team. And we were on those DBs pretty hard, and to see them get three picks and then turnover on downs, and one of the picks was a fourth down attempt. So I think stealing possessions was key for sure, and not let them steal any possessions. So I thought that was very good, and then going into this, you know, with Harbor Beach, it's going to be another one of those games. A turnover could be critical in this type of game.
From what I'm hearing from people that have seen your opponent Friday, they're telling me it's going to be a eerily similar kind of matchup in styles. Dan, is that accurate?
It is accurate. They're a T team, and they're very physical. Big tight end, big fullback, and a lightning kid at halfback. And the quarterback's, I think, 6'2", 230, and he can run and throw. So they do a great job out of the tee, but there's games they spread it out, four receivers, and he can run and throw. So we're going to see a little bit of everything. I think we're going to see the tee, we're going to see the spread, and they don't do a lot out of them, but what they do is extremely well. They're very well coached, and you can tell just an extremely intelligent football team. I think they start 11 seniors on defense and 10 on offense. So they're a very experienced group and do things really well.
Hey Dan, this isn't the first time you've taken a team to Ford Field, but without getting into great detail. What have you learned to do, or what have you learned not to do? In all that, all this is going on this week and all that's going to take place, especially the night before the game, that morning, and of course you got the early start. But without getting into great deal, tell us what you've learned.
I would say, a couple of big hitters. You know, I was talking to Coach Luma last night. We just reflected on that. You know, we're fortunate this will be our fifth time, you know, going to the finals. And think about our first couple. We didn't do this morning practices. We didn't get really ready for that morning. So that's one of the big things
right.
we changed the last couple times is do this. Before, we did your traditional afternoon, and then we tried to be ready in the morning. We've always had a 10 a.m. kickoff, or this time 9:30. So that was something we've learned. Enjoy the week. Keep practices really the same once you are practicing. We don't change anything. But the other part is, like I said, enjoying a little bit more. The first couple times, you forget to enjoy it, and you forget to have the kids enjoy it. And then just getting ready for, and then practicing inside is a big deal. You can't simulate this as the closest you can, but just it's different playing in Ford Field. You get dehydrated. It's hotter than you would think. It's a lot different for those players. So really trying to prepare for that.
Like
you see in the second half is a second half's a big deal for these kids. It's tough.
Well, I know as coaches, the one good thing about playing at 9:30 is you're going to start at 9:30.
Yeah.
If you're playing a later game in the afternoon or evening, those games may get backed up. You're not going to be on the clock like you normally would. That routine's going to be you're going to kick off at 9:30, and it's going to be pregame as usual.
For sure. You know, we know we're getting on the field at 8:30. We'll kick off 9:30. It might be 9:35, they said, because TV's always the NFHS a little behind. So by the 9:35, I think, kickoff. But we know we're getting our pregame. The other games after us are told, it depends on the game before you, if you're getting half hour or 15 minutes. So you got to warm up in they got to warm up in the tunnel. So that's the advantage of being early. You know you get that 1 hour pregame.
Well, Coach, I appreciate the time. It's great to be able to preview the last game of the season. Congrats on getting this far, and I'll see you Friday up in Detroit.
Awesome. I thank all you do and all season long, and we're excited for it, and we'll see you then.
All right, go get him, Dan.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks. Once again, Dan Rogers, head football coach of the Hudson Tigers, state championship game Friday, 9:30 in the morning.